as people look for ways to improve their skin, nail, hair, and joint health. For example, if you press a baby's cheeks, it bounces back because of the collagen that's present. Conversely, larger pores and wrinkles appear as we lose collagen. The only collagen I recommend and use is this amazing magical supplement. It helps reduce visible signs of aging, reduces wrinkles, and promotes a youthful complexion to the skin. One scoop a day provides five critically important types of collagen your skin needs to perform and look its best. Plus, there's no artificial flavors, colors, or preservatives. Get it now for a whopping 53% off this New Year's. Plus, receive free VIP Life Health and Fitness Coaching for Life, a free new ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Order before this order ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, or click the link in the description. Let's get right into the economic collapse financial news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, from the very, very beginning, they fell into the Patriot trap. And as soon as Biden came into office and started to reverse everything that Trump did, well, it was already game over, because Trump, from the very beginning, knew that Obama was continually telling everyone, this is the new normal, get used to it, nothing's ever going to improve, we can't bring industry back, there's no way we can improve the economy whatsoever. Now, Trump, he heard Obama say this during the 8 years of Obama, and Trump came in, and even though he was playing within the central bank illusionary economy, what did he do? He was able to turn everything around. Now, he did this on purpose because he knew in the end that everything that he was planning, everything that he was doing was not just to win another election, not just to come in and say, okay, you know what, let's just fix this little thing over here, that thing over there, and everything will be great. Remember, the deep state, they came in, the central bank came in and basically took over this country, took over pretty much the world. And Trump knew that we were going to have to undo everything that they did and actually get rid of the private Western central bank system in the end. So just by coming in and showing people, look, things can be different and it's very easy to do, this is how people would believe in the end that it can be done. Because think about what happened. Trump came in, reversed everything that Obama did. The resident then came in and reversed it back. What did people see? The people saw the difference. It was very, very clear. And people saw that, look, you can have low inflation. You can have low unemployment. You can bring companies back to this country. You can place tariffs on China and Europe. You can take that money and give it to the farmers and help the farmers out. You can renegotiate trade deals. You can revitalize industry. You can do all these things. And actually, this was just a Band-Aid fix. Trump, the Patriots, they knew that this was a Band-Aid fix. This wasn't going to stick long term, but that wasn't the point of it. The point of it was to show everyone, to wake them up. Now, of course, did people wake up during the 4 years that Trump was doing this? No, of course they didn't. The only way you wake up is when you see the difference, when you see the opposite happen. Because when everything is great and everything is fantastic and you have money in your pockets, people go, oh yeah, anybody can do that. That's not, he really didn't do anything. But when you reverse it and then you're struggling and you see the difference and you don't have that money and you don't have that job and you can't make ends meet, that's when people really wake up. That's when people really see the difference. That's when people say, whoa, wait a minute. What's going on here? I see the difference in the economy. And that's exactly what Trump did, because it had to be done. People needed to see it. People needed to understand it. Why do you think the world is going through all of this right now? This is not about a 4-year election, just electing someone, you know, business as usual. This is a war against the central bank. It's a war against the deep state. It's about taking their system down. But the only way you could take it down is you got to expose it. And how do you expose it? Can you just explain it to someone? Hey, by the way, their economy, the way they implemented it, it doesn't work for the people. You think anyone's going to believe that? Hey, by the way, do you know that their system causes inflation? People are going to go, what inflation? I don't know what you're talking about. See, unless you show them, unless they understand what's going on, they're not going to believe. So how do you believe that the economy doesn't work for you? How do you understand what inflation really is? How do you make people understand that this hurts you? Well, you have the people feel the pain. You have the people feel it every single day. It's the same thing with the Green New Scam. How do you explain to people, yes, it sounds great. Wind, solar, electric vehicles, the earth is going to be green. It sounds great in theory. It sounds wonderful. But how are you going to make the people believe that this doesn't work? Actually, it's not going to benefit you in the end. You need to show the people. You need to show them the truth. And once the people learn the truth, what do? They fight back. And that's what we're seeing across the globe right now. We're seeing it out in France. The French farmers, they are lining the beach and they're saying enough is enough. And we see this in many different countries. And their entire push into the Green New Scam to have countries go net zero, well, the people are starting to realize, hey, this whole thing, this is BS. This isn't going to work. Look what's happening out in Germany. Right now, the German electricity transmission networks are demanding additional billions for the country's energy transition. Otherwise, companies would face liquidity problems within a few months. That country is completely and utterly falling apart, and it's falling apart right in front of everyone's faces. And this is the only way to show the population of the world that the World Economic Forum, the central bank, their entire push into this ridiculousness, it will not work. It will hurt you in the end. And that's what people are learning. I mean, let's take, for example, Bill Gates. We know that Bill Gates is full of it. We know that he's part of the World Economic Forum. And if you look at all these people that are flying in their private jets, well, how much CO2 are they using? Quite a bit. Dr. Eli David put this out and said, in a single flight, Bill Gates' private jet emits more carbon than your car during your entire lifetime. And that's absolutely true. And think about all these different individuals that flew to Davos in their private jet eating meat. Remember, it's rules for them and the same rules don't apply to you. And I think the population of the world is really catching on right now, and it's really hurting them. This is why the World Economic Forum and all the people in the World Economic Forum, this is why they're panicking out there, because they never thought this was going to happen. They never thought people were going to start to think. They never thought people were going to say, wait a minute, you're the cause of all this? You want to do what to us? You see, the people, they're starting to understand that these people don't think of us as people. They think of us as slaves, as serfs, and they always have. They've just been waiting for the right moment to show everyone. And I think the people now are seeing this. And every move that Biden makes that where he's bringing us down this path to the Great Reset, the Green New Scam, it's actually not helping the World Economic Forum. It's not helping the Biden administration. It's actually hurting them in the long run. Because everything Biden does right now is going to help Trump win in the election. Let's talk about our health. If your New Year's resolution revolves around health or fitness, you can rest easy knowing most of America is with you on this journey. Nearly half of all Americans say their resolution is related to weight control, fitness, or physical health, making it the most popular New Year's resolution by far. The only weight management solution I recommend and use is this amazing supplement powder designed to help you reach your weight goals. It helps control appetite, manage weight, control cravings, increase energy. It essentially uses a unique MCT oil extract to support healthy metabolism and other benefits that are very similar to a ketogenic diet. Plus, there's no artificial flavors, colors, or preservatives to hold you back on your health journey. Get it now for a whopping 51% off this New Year's. Plus, receive free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Order before this offer ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com, or click the link in the description. Especially as the economy's falling apart. But think about what Joe Biden just did. Joe Biden put a temporary hold on an approval path of pending an upcoming request to export liquefied natural gas. This decision might postpone the determination on new facilities until after the election on November 5th, including the CP2 facility proposed for the southwest coast of Louisiana. During this pause, the Department of Energy will undertake an assessment to evaluate the economic and ecological consequences of proposed projects aimed at exporting LNG to Europe and Asia, regions currently experiencing high demand for this fuel. And you could see that this is one of the cleanest burning gases that we have. And who convinced Biden of this? Well, a TikToker influencer convinced him to do this. Now, what's very interesting about this is that he had his representative, and this person was being asked questions, and this person couldn't even give the answers. How is this going to help? Do you have the figures on this? Of course they don't, because it's all BS. That's why. And Joe Biden once again has caved to the radical demands of the environmental extremists in his administration. Speaker Mike Johnson responded to this and said, "President Biden's decision to place a pause on pending natural gas export terminals is outrageous. By bending the knee to climate activists, the president is empowering Russia, weakening U.S. energy security, and forcing Europe's reliance on dirty Russian exports." And he's absolutely right. And think about it. Think about the other countries that export natural gas. They're just going to take up the slack. And they're going to be the ones providing the natural gas. And it's going to kick the United States out of the market. That's all this is going to do. And again, who's responsible for this? Again, it's Biden. And this is a complete and utter nightmare. And what are the main countries that are going to most likely provide the gas? Russia and Qatar. They're clearly in the driver's seat right now. Unbelievable. And we could see that this is going to hurt the country even further. And like we said from the very beginning, everything that Biden does with the economy, with the Green New Scam, no matter what he does, it's going to benefit Trump in the end. Because Trump, all he has to do is say, listen, I'm going to do the opposite of that. Well, he's banning LNG. Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to open up the market and they're going to pay top dollar. Again, everything that Biden is doing is actually hurting him and whoever else is going to come in and actually run for him, because I don't believe he'll be running in the election. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see the Red Sea. Well, it looks like this is causing major, major problems in shipping costs, and it's getting worse and worse every single day. Game of Trades put this out and said, shipping costs are rising aggressively amid geopolitical tensions in the Red Sea. In just 6 weeks, global freight rates have shot up more than 100%. Well, I think that tells you everything you need to know. And I wouldn't be surprised if we start to see inflation start to move up. And I do believe we're going to see that pretty darn soon. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the fresh GDP numbers, they came in and it was a blowout. Well, again, if you have a $2.7 trillion deficit, what can you do? You can buy great GDP numbers. Wall Street Silver put this out and said, new GDP numbers, our real economy is shriveling while we borrow our way to fake prosperity. Mainstream media cheers, stunning and spectacular GDP numbers bought with $2.7 trillion in federal debt. In reality, without the debt, the economy actually shrank, with roughly two-thirds of the debt going to waste. This matches up with the other data saying most new jobs, hence most new spending, is either government or government assistant like migrants or welfare, what the Wall Street Journal calls the welfare industrial complex. And yes, if you're taking all that money and you're spending it on the illegals, spending it on food, spending it on the industrial war complex, yes, you can push these GDP numbers up. But again, is the country really producing? No, it's not. It's one gigantic illusion. But like we said from the very beginning, the people are going to notice the difference, because the people aren't going, hey, you know, since those GDP numbers are great, I feel incredible. No, the people, they're living it every single day. The people see how expensive food is. People see how expensive gas is. People see how expensive rent is or your mortgage is. People see how expensive insurance is. People see this firsthand, and the people, they're having a very difficult time making ends meet. And actually, out of Newsweek, there's an article that says bankruptcies are surging among Gen X and millennials. So the data, drawn from over 35 million legal service requests, is forecasting a dip in that consumer confidence and exposes a groundswell of fiscal challenges. The trend disproportionately impacting younger generations points to the latent economic strain that macroeconomic figures may not fully capture, which hints at a potential credit reckoning on the horizon. And yes, there are people who are having a very difficult time making ends meet. And when they can't do it anymore and they have all this debt and they can't make the payments, what do people do? Well, they have to go bankrupt. And that's exactly what we're seeing. And I do believe we're going to see a lot more people go bankrupt. It's a very, very sad thing. You don't want people to go bankrupt. People shouldn't be struggling like this. People shouldn't have trouble paying auto or health or their rent or just buying food. But again, here we are. This is what the deep state, the central bankers actually want. They want the people to struggle. They want the people to have nothing, because this way it makes it a lot easier for them to actually usher in their new system. Hey, you know how bad it is right now? We can make it better. And this is why they're hurting the people. Remember, these people were never for the American people. All they want is control, and they don't want people using their resources, which means their meat, their land, everything, their energy, because they believe it's theirs, which it isn't. But that's how they believe, and that's how they're approaching all of this. So when they look at the people, and if you go back to the kings and queens, it's the same exact thing. And you could see that we're right back to where we started. But again, as everything breaks down, the people aren't stupid. The people are awake. The people see what's going on. You could see what's happening out in Europe. Actually, I do believe the World Economic Forum is now losing Europe. They're losing their grasp on the people in Europe. And this is going to continue as time goes on. And as the economy breaks down worldwide, well, the World Economic Forum, the central bank, and the installed politicians, they will not control what the people are doing, what the people are thinking. And this is going to be a major problem for them, because remember, everything that they do is not in their favor, especially with Biden and his Bidenomics. People now know that this is not good for this country. Bidenomics, well, it's a losing proposition. And everything that Biden is doing right now is just going to help Trump win. Paul Bedard put this out and said, voters, Bidenomics, a loser, will help Trump win. By a 44 to 26% margin, voters said that the term would help Trump, not Biden, win the fall election. Most of the rest, 23%, said it won't make a difference in the outcome. So right now, the people believe that, yes, what's going to happen here is everything that Biden is continually doing is going to help Trump win. Now, what happens, if we take this to the next level, during or very close to the presidential election, what happens if the market takes a dip? Do you think that's going to convince the rest of the people? What happens when more layoffs are occurring during this year? You think it's going to convince the rest of the people? Of course it is. And Trump, I do believe he's counting on this. Remember, this is the deep state's plan. This is the central bank's plan. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew the playbook. They knew they were going to go down this path. And they knew the people would wake up and the people would see the light. And when the people see the light, the people would say, you know something? This is a direction we cannot go in. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots are counting on this. I do believe the people are seeing it. And in the end, when everything comes crashing down, the people are going to vote for Trump. And this is going to counter the central bank, the World Economic Forum, and the deep state's plan. Because if you don't have the people, and especially if the people of this country go with Trump, which they're going to, that means the rest of the world is going to follow. And if you don't have the world behind you, well, all you have is this small little tiny minority group in Davos. Does anyone care what they say? Does anyone care what they do? No, because the world is going in a different direction. And it's that simple. And I do believe in the end, these people are going to be struggling because the people are not going to be with them. They're going to be with Trump. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.